into popular mechanics for kids. You know, we normally play things safe here on the show.
But not today. So strap yourselves in, because this is Fly at Your Own Risk. I grew up with someone who really lives life on the edge as a wingwalker. Think this is cool? Look at me. I get to really fly. No planes, no helicopters, no special effects. Charlie learns that what goes around comes around, and he shows how to make your own boomerang. And I put the pedal to the metal in a pedal-powered plane. Thank you. I'm just getting a little airsick.
Stick around. The sky's the limit.
On Popular Mechanics for Kids. Woo!
And this greasy guy over here is Tyler. We're at the St. Hubert Airport.
Alicia, can you pass me that long silver? It's got a round thing and a horseshoe thing.
The wrench?
Yeah.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
How hard can it be? I mean, I fixed my bike 100 times. I say, they were nice enough to let us do the show here. We should do something for them.
Doesn't the plane need this?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. What does it look like to you?
Just a part of the engine.
Well, maybe no one will notice.
I think they notice.
Oh, we're going.
Ow. Well, you just got us kicked out of the mechanics area. Good job.
Well, you're right. Trying to fix a plane without knowing what I'm doing is way too dangerous.
Yeah, you're right.
I gotta do something less risky. Now imagine experiencing that while on the wing of the plane. Living life on the edge has a name. It's called wing walking. Come on. This is Teresa Stokes. She's the number one wing walker in the U.S.
Hi, Tyler. I've been waiting for you.
Hi.
Ready to go fly this baby?
I don't know. Is it safe?
Oh, sure, yeah, but you might get a little sick.
Let's go.
Here's your parachute.
Parachute? I thought you said it was going to be safe.
Oh, it's safe. It's just a government regulation during aerobatics. You have to wear it.
Okay, Tyler.
Last but not least, my secret.
Gum?
Well, it's really windy up there, and it dries my throat out, so I chew these to keep from choking while I'm flying. And no, I don't get bugs in my teeth.
Well, we've got my parachute on. Are we going to get yours on?
No, I don't need a parachute.
I'm on the inside. She's out on the wing. I need a parachute, and she doesn't?
No, I don't need a seatbelt either. Tyler, you ready to go?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I just hold on to these wires right here between the wings.
Well, how come you don't fall off?
Well, actually, the wind presses me back against the wires and holds me on. And then when Gene flies a barrel roll, he creates a force that keeps my feet planted on the wing and keeps my head from coming up here and hitting the top wing.
The spinning of the plane creates a force that keeps Teresa on the wing.
It's called centripetal force. It's the same force that keeps you in a roller coaster when you're doing a loop. Without centripetal force, Teresa would fall right off.
When I'm walking around, the plane's flying relatively slow speed, about 60 miles an hour or 100 kilometers per hour. But when we're flying aerobatics, I need to be up there strapped in because we're going twice as fast.
Have you ever fallen off?
Hey, I'm still here, aren't I?
Teresa and her partner, Gene, don't leave anything to chance. When they do aerobatics, they're always in control.
Boy, do I feel dizzy.
Well, good. Hold on to that feeling because we're going to go for another ride. World War II.
Well, then it's old, and they won't mind if I bang it up a little bit.
It's my first time flying it.
Look, here's an airplane. And here's you.
My hair does not look like that.
Yeah, it does, but show me how you'd fly.
Okay. Well, thank you for boarding Tyler Airlines. This is your captain, Tyler, speaking. It will be a non-stop flight to Hawaii. The motion picture for this flight will be Tyler, the motion picture.
Just fly the plane.
Get ready for takeoff.
Well, at least we don't have to sit through Tyler, the motion picture.
The Wright brothers flew the world's first airplane in 1903. Since then, humans have mastered motorized flight. But they haven't been able to fly a human-powered plane even 100 miles. Until now, maybe. Check this out. It looks like a cross between dragonfly and a high-tech glider. It's called the Raven, and I've been invited to help test this baby before it takes to the skies. It's a pedal plane, and with it, the Raven team hopes to set the record for a human-powered flight. That record was set by the Daedalus in 1988. It flew about 71 miles, or 115 kilometers, over the Aegean Sea near Greece. It broke apart just as it reached its destination. The Raven will try to fly 160 kilometers, or 100 miles, over water, from Boundary Bay, Canada, to the Seattle waterfront in Washington. But it won't be easy. This plane is fragile. Each time you test it, it's likely to break, and that could take weeks to repair.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey.
Well, the Raven human-powered airplane is very, very light. Matter of fact, this whole airplane weighs less than you do.
Less than?
That's right.
Okay. You can't weigh more than 140 pounds, or 63 kilos, or this bird won't fly. It will take 5 hours of non-stop pedaling, lying in this position, to fly the record-breaking distance.
A little bit faster. The airplane needs to fly at 20 miles an hour. 20 miles an hour is about the same as it takes to ride a 10-speed bicycle at that speed.
If the pilot stops pedaling, even for a second, then the airplane's propeller will stop spinning and the Raven will splash down into the sea. This plane has a wingspan greater than a Boeing 737.
Tyler, the reason the Raven wing is so large is because the slower you fly, the bigger wing you need.
The hollow wings are covered with a very light skin made of space-age materials. And this gyroscope comes right off a guided missile. It steers the plane. You don't have to be a pilot to fly this thing. You just have to pedal hard. Because the plane is so fragile, they do most of their testing inside the hangar.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're testing if the wing is angled in the right position. Otherwise, the plane will lift off.
Right, let's get ready for the test.
We won't do an outdoor test flight, because too many things could go wrong, and that could take months to repair.
Tyler, ready left?
Ready!
Ready right? 3, 2, 1, go!
wonder what happened. Why didn't it fly?
The tail's trying to lift up like this, which is keeping it on the ground.
So we'll adjust the tail and try again.
3, 2, 1, go!
Mark!
This time the plane got off the ground and flew a good 20 meters. We have one final test for the day. Should be easy. But this time... Crash! What happened? Why didn't it go? What happened was, the bolt that holds the landing gear in place came loose.
So when I pushed the airplane forward to take it off, the landing gear stayed still. And so the airplane just... It's kind of like the landing gear retracted. You have to learn to expect this sort of thing when you're doing anything new like this. The next time you see the airplane, we'll have it flying.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks for having me over to test the Raven.
Hi, it's Charlie. Hey, don't go away. Later on Charlie's experiment, we're going to have Stefan Marguerite, world record boomerang thrower, and I'm going to teach you how to make your very own boomerang. Get back over here. Yes, good boomerang. Yes, she's such a cute. Yes, she was.
This is how researchers learn what happens during a plane crash. These seats are on a track. They're launched really fast and then suddenly slowed down. This is called a head impact. And look what happens to this baby who's not wearing a seatbelt. Good thing it's only a crash test dummy.
This is the Rocket Belt, an experimental flying device built for the U.S. Army in the 1950s. The Rocket Belt used high-pressure steam to blast off. It flew, but it never got very far. Its tanks only held enough fuel for a 30-second flight.
Hi there, I'm Charlie. This is Stefan Marguerite. He's trying to break his world record of catching a boomerang. His world record is 801 catches in a row. And I'm here to coach him. Keep up the good work, Stefan.
Don't bother me.
Well, Stefan seems to be a little busy right now. So what do you say you and I go make our own boomerang? Hmm? Boomerangs are one of the oldest toys around. People have been playing with them for over 15,000 years. They've even been found in King Tut's tomb. Boomerangs can come in thousands of different shapes. This one is my favorite. And since it's Charlie's experiment, I can do what I want. I need birch plywood with many layers that you can get at any hobby shop. Now, this is about 6 millimeters or 1/4 inch thick. And now I trace the design onto the wood. Now it's time to cut with the jigsaw. So let's get jiggy with it. A boomerang's arm looks a lot like an airplane's wing or a helicopter's rotator. One side is flat and wide, while the other side tapers down and is real skinny. Now, I file down the edges of one of the boomerang's arms to give it that airplane wing shape that makes it fly. I'll do the same thing on the other arm, but filing the opposite edge. Now, sand it down until it's nice and smooth. Using what else? Sandpaper. Excuse me. And that PMK fans is your basic boomerang. Now for the test flight. If it doesn't fly right, don't worry about it. I'll just sand it back down again. Sometimes it takes a few adjustments. You can put some cool decorations on it. Then put a coat of varnish to make sure it doesn't warp. So let's see if it works. It's throwing time! Woo-hoo! Make sure you have plenty of space and make sure you're facing into the wind. Yeah, we're facing into the wind. I'm holding my boomerang at a 45-degree angle into the wind and give it a quick spin with the wrist, like this.
Okay, now I'll try and explain how boomerang works before it comes back. But that means I'd have to explain gyroscopic precession, and there's whole huge, thick university textbooks written on this subject. Maybe Stefan knows. Stefan, how does a boomerang work?
Oh, no, what have you done?
This is how not to catch a boomerang. And if you're just starting out, it's better to catch it with both hands, just like that. Well, thanks for coming by. Oh, but before you go, I want to show you my latest invention, the boomerang cam. This is going to be so cool. Watch this. That was cool. Let's do it again.
Hang glider can stay in the air for hours, even though it has no engine. How is that possible? It's like surfing. Except instead of water, the glider rides on currents of air. Actually warm air that rises up. These currents are called thermals. Thermals happen when the ground warms up and heats the air near its surface. Pockets of warm air rise just like bubbles in a drink. You can fly for a really long time just by catching these upward currents of air.
If you think being in an airplane is flying, it's not. That's like saying being in a boat is swimming. So to experience flying, you gotta take away the airplane. So it's just you and the air. Inside this building is a wind tunnel where humans can actually fly. Giant propellers are located underneath the flying chamber. They blow the wind up to 190 kilometers per hour. That's 120 miles per hour.
Well, Alicia, here we are. This is Flyaway. This is the coolest place to see what it's like to fly like a bird. You ready to give it a go?
Definitely.
But first, I have to practice body control techniques. I have to arch my back so that I can fly smoothly into the wind, just like the pros.
Okay, you're working a little too hard there. Now, once you get in the wind tunnel, it's going to be a lot easier because the force of the wind will actually support the weight of your body. It's going to push up on the arm and legs, and it's going to contour your body to this arch.
Okay.
If you do the secret ingredient, and that is relax.
Time to get geared up.
Okay, Alicia, got the rest of your fly gear here. Set of gloves, goggles, a helmet, and a pair of earplugs.
Earplugs, do I really need them?
Oh, absolutely. It's very loud in the wind tunnel. You did really good for your first time, Alicia.
Oh, well, it's pretty hard. I mean, like, it's kind of like swimming in the ocean with big waves. It's not that easy.
Well, we're going to look at your video, check it out in slow motion, and really see how your technique was. Oh, cool crash.
Well, I'm not sure if that's an insult or a compliment, but thanks.
When you crash like that, it's because you had an unbalanced body position. In an arched position, equal amounts of air spill off both sides of the body. To turn right, for example, you need to lift the left arm. This way, more air flows off the left side, creating a turn to the right. It works the same way for an airplane.
And to stop turning, you just go back into your natural position, like into the arch?
Oh, absolutely. You're in control.
So you could do anything you want?
Absolutely. Check this out. With the slightest movement of your body, you can control your flight. You can turn in position, you can go up, you can go down, forwards, backwards. You can even turn upside down, fly standing up, or spin on your head like a top. This is what people who skydive do to have a lot of fun in the tunnel.
I want to do this. Come on, let's go back.
Well, we got the gear. Let's go.
All right.
one thing's for sure. Unlike airplanes or birds, humans are not naturally designed to stay up. But who knows? Maybe one day with practice, I'll become an expert too. Well, not anytime soon.
This is so cool that the Flying Club is taking us up for a flight.
Maybe I can convince the pilot to let me take over when we get high enough. I can do a few tricks.
Ready for takeoff?
Yee-hoo!
All right.
This is great! Wow, you can see everything from up here. Whoa! Whoa! Is this supposed to do that?
Oh.
Hey, Tyler, isn't that the plane you were repairing?
Whoa! Uh-oh! Oh, no!
See you next time on Popular Mechanics for Kids.
I hope...